Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Working all day for a mean little man with a clip on tie and a rub on tan. He's got me running around the office like a dog around a track. But when I get back home, you're always there to rub my back. Hey, Julie, look what they're doing to me, trying to trip me up, trying to wear me down.
We need to focus on our Florida residents. We need to focus on, in this case, Florida homeowners, particularly our homesteaded homeowners. And we need to focus the relief there. I want Canadian tourists and Brazilian tourists subsidizing the state and making it so Florida residents pay less taxes. I don't want to give Canadians a tax cut.
Yeah, nobody likes those Canadians, eh? So Governor DeSantis reacting to last week's announcement by Speaker of the House Danny Perez that they want to take a $5 billion chunk of budget and give it back to the taxpayers in the form of a sales tax cut. Of 0.75% from 6 to 5.25%, that would cost about $5 billion over the year, and that's how they want to help people. And he says, why would I want to benefit Brazilians and Canadians and, you know, Kentuckians? I mean, he doesn't mention them, but, you know, it's easier to, you know, make jokes about Canadians. But, you know, why let outsiders get the benefit? Why not give it to insiders, to people who live here?
You know, property taxes are an anomaly. Because, you know, they're not voluntary. Consumption taxes are basically voluntary. You know, I go to the supermarket, most of the stuff you buy there is not taxed, right? But if I buy some other stuff that is not considered a staple, I just know I'm going to pay tax on it. If I go buy a big screen TV, I'm going to pay tax on it, and I can choose to buy that or not buy that. But you just basically, for subsisting and living on your own property, on your own parcel of land, your own home, particularly people that own it free and clear of any encumbrances, you got to just keep writing a check to the government just for the privilege of using your own property. And that's an anomaly. That's not the way good tax policy should be. It certainly undercuts the idea of private property that you own outside the reach of the government.
Yeah, and I totally agree with that. I've said this many times, but I think property tax is a disgusting form of taxation because essentially what it means is you never own your home. You have a lease with the government. You know, you can call it fee simple all you like, but what happens when you don't pay your taxes for 3 years is you lose your home, you know? So you're leasing your home from the government. Now, you don't call it a lease. You know, it's an infinite time period. It's not 99 years like a lot of the leases that you'd have from the government, but it is a lease from the government because what happens if you don't pay your taxes? You lose it, right? So we should instead let people own. Now, I understand the argument for consumption tax, you're participating in the economy, or even an income tax, which I also hate, especially when it's set up where people who make more pay more. It's crazy. But okay, at least I get that the government provides the system that makes the economy possible, and therefore they take a slice to pay for that system every time that you do a transaction. There's something about that. But just living on a piece of land, I don't know why the government should get money for that and why people should be at risk of losing it if they don't pay. Anyway, so he says, look, the House has got $5 billion for their sales tax. Let's just do it a different way.
The House of Representatives leadership produced a proposal to dedicate $5 billion to tax relief. Now, they proposed to reduce the state sales tax by 0.75%. And, you know, the issue with that is people, one, are not clamoring for sales tax relief. They're clamoring for property tax relief. So there's no property tax relief in that proposal. But it also allows relief for foreigners. It allows relief for visitors and part-time residents. I think the tax relief needs to be focused on Floridians. We need a Florida first tax package.
You know, I see the argument. I certainly see what he's getting at in terms of, you know, let's benefit our citizens. I will tell you, for me personally, I'd rather have a property tax rebate of $1,000-ish rather than see a break in a sales tax because we're not big on consumption. We don't consume a lot of things. We don't pay a lot of sales tax. And therefore, you know, I would rather have it as a property tax. Now, it's not going to come off county property taxes, and it's going to be a check from the state is the way I understand it. And probably because he's been a little bit hazy on the details, it's probably going to be set up so that if you don't even pay $1,000, you won't get more than you pay, right? It's not going to be an actual, you know, payback tax cut or anything like that. But he says, look, we got about 5 million homesteaders. Let's give them $1,000 each. That's $5 billion. Let's do it. Simple. You know, we've got the money to do it. Let's do it. In fact, do it my way first, and then you guys can also do sales tax holiday if you really want, or sales tax give back if you want to, but let's do my way first. part of me sees this a little bit as a, you know, who wants to get the credit for a $5 billion tax cut, you know? Like the House of Representatives, Nanny Burgess want to get it, and then Governor DeSantis wants to get it. And, you know, I don't know if this is one of those things like, you know how when a movie comes out about, you know, I don't know, robot kickboxing, and then you see another two movies about robot kickboxing because one studio got wind that the other one was going to do it and they tried to come out with theirs first or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I wonder if Danny Burgess got wind that DeSantis was trying to do this and kind of, you know, early pre-announced him, like, we're going to do ours for sales. I don't know who came first, but it does seem to me a little bit of a, I don't want you to get credit, I want credit, even though I do prefer the governor's way. 8:15 here on News Radio 90.
Excuse me.
0815. Although, you. I mean, I guess we shouldn't. It's 0915 American Standard Time.
Yeah.
But we're not changing yet.
Not changing yet.
Yeah. Okay.
Keep everything the same today.
If you don't know what we're talking about, short version, I'll explain more in just a minute because we got to take a commercial timeout. But Trump came out with an executive order last night solving daylight saving time, solving AM, PM, solving time zones, like all of it. We don't have time zones anymore. We're all American Standard Time. Now, the problem is the implementation of this. Like, nobody was ready for this. There wasn't any pre-announcement. Schools and businesses and bus times and all that have not changed. So we're trying to get used to saying it the new way because it's military time, like, you know, 0815, 2015 in the evening, whatever. If that's what you hear us talking, that's what we're trying to do as we adapt ourselves to the new American Standard Time that the things the president can do, you know, apparently.
Yeah, know.
John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
All right. Brought to you by ECUA Bulkway Services. Now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Still dealing with some issues on 98 eastbound as you are just east of Navarre Beach Bridge. You're going to see some delays, about a 25-30 minute delay associated with that. And if you're headed westbound on 98 toward the Garson Point Bridge through that construction zone, you'll see another, I'd say, about 25-30 minute delay there. And Davis Highway southbound approaching Olive Road, I see about a 15-20 minute delay on that. Also, I-10 westbound happening on the Scambia Bay Bridge, we're seeing a congestion delay, but I'm saying 10-15 minutes as traffic is down to a crawl with that. I'm John Pickens with you. Traffic on the fives.
Thanks, John. If you are an employer, you have employees, you got to deal with benefits, health, dental, vision, life, disability, managing HR, payroll, all of that kind of stuff, and you love it and you're happy, great. I mean, don't change what isn't broken. But if you're not happy, or if you don't love it, or if maybe you wonder if there could be better out there, even though you're not unhappy, you wonder, could you be happier, or could your employees, because, you know, recruiting and retention, big things and benefits play a part in that, call Torgerson Causey. Locally owned, operated for more than 20 years, comprehensive employee benefits agency. They handle all of this stuff. They can help and look at your systems and see what you're doing and if it's the best for your employees. And if it is, great. And if it's not, maybe they can help you do it a little bit better. 433-9996. No obligation. Find them online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. I can only tell you, we've been using them for about 4 years here at Cat Country and News Radio. I love them. My wife was a very detail-oriented industrial engineer. Loves them. They're great. I mean, they can't make a miracle happen out of what's not available in the marketplace, but they can do the very best based on what is, and they always answer our questions. So super helpful at Torgerson Causey.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money. And called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
We Care Home Hotline, this is Woody.
Woody, I need big help. My husband was working on the lights and he...
I may be small, but I know a thing or two about big jobs. Just call the experts at WeCare and maybe take that honey-do list away from your fella. WeCare's HVAC, plumbing and electrical experts have thousands of positive reviews over the last 10 years. Let the gnome protect your home. Schedule online at WeCareHeatandAir.com.
I'm Robert Bender, your Escambia County Supervisor of Elections. The special general election is April 1st, and there are three ways you can vote. One, you can request a vote by mail ballot by March 20th. Two, you can vote early at any one of our 10 early voting locations from March 22nd through March 29th. Three, you can vote at your polling place on Election Day, April 1st. Whatever you decide, just get out your vote. For more information, visit EscambiaVotes.gov or call 850-595-3900.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in Thursday at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, Thursday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9. At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10. Swan Capital at 1. Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Do you know what she has done to me?
It's terrible.
She has turned me into an honest man.
You know, I had never seen Cabaret. We just watched it over the weekend. That is a weird and also horrifying movie. It's primarily about the rise of the Nazi regime under the Weimar Republic in Germany, but it's like set against or that's the backdrop. The foreground plot is a sort of a love story about the singer in the Cabaret. But anyway, it's just sobering moments in that movie, thinking back about the past, which is, of course, the purpose of it.
That's pretty deep, man.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, I mean, you know, it's, anyway, okay, so we kind of mentioned it before the break, but we probably ought to take a little bit of time to explain. This has caught us all by surprise, this President Trump executive order. But then again, which of his executive orders don't catch it? You know, like everything he does seems to be either we knew this was coming for a long time, like closing down the border, okay, you know, or strengthening the military. Nobody exactly expected Canada to be targeted for statehood or Greenland or the Panama Canal, or honestly, like, I didn't think he was going to care about debt because he never had before in the previous administration. And all of a sudden, he's big on cutting debt. I mean, Doge came out of left field to me. But, you know, here we are. So it seems like he's got this capacity to do the very predictable and the completely unexpected, like the whole Gulf of Mexico thing, which I still will not say.
America.
But it's not. Anyway, today's announcement, very early this morning, he put a post up on Truth Social explaining what is, I still am trying to get my brain wrapped around it. He's eliminated time zones. We didn't always have time zones. They created time zones because of train travel going back and forth, and you had to synchronize the, because if you travel by horse, it doesn't matter. You just have local time. Everybody had local time. When trains are traveling quickly, you've got to be able to synchronize time and clocks so that people know when the trains are going to arrive, so they created time zones. And what he's done is he said, look, we don't need time zones anymore. We have much faster things. What was his phraseology on his Facebook post or his Truth Social post? When daylight time started, steam engines were the fastest way to travel, but now we have bullet trains and jet planes and SpaceX rockets and even beautiful Teslas like the one I just bought so fast. He always has a way of saying things. Since I promised to be a great uniter as a president, I'm bringing the country together with one great idea. Beginning today, I am issuing an executive order to eliminate time zones and daylight saving time. Instead, there will be one time zone for our great country, and the best part is we're calling it American Standard Time. I mean, that's a great thing. Like, if you're going to do this, that's the way to name it, right? That's pretty funny. And then he says it's going to be Eastern Time, so his two houses. Is this like Mar-a-Lago in White House? I mean, it's, Trump knows how to do a crazy thing. He's going to get rid of the AM-PM stuff. He says that's confusing. We're going to do, like, the military. The whole country is on the same time zone. Of course, he can't make the time zones change for Europe. He would if he could. I mean, maybe he could try. But they already do, like, military time. But he says the whole world should be this way because of, like, space travel. That way, you don't have to ask what time is it on the moon. It's just standard time. Now, probably the world would go better for, like, Earth standard time or humankind standard time. Or I think Elon Musk called it mankind standard time. But American standard time, let's try it until we can't do it anymore. And also, it's a uniting of the world. And just to wrap your brain around this, what this means is the baseball game that starts at 7 o'clock at, let's say, Busch Stadium in St. Louis, if you're watching it in Eastern time, if you're watching it, there's no more time zone, but if you're watching it in New York, it started at 7 o'clock. And if you're watching it in London, it started at 7 o'clock. And if you're watching it in, you know, Germany or Moscow or, you know, I don't know, Tokyo, it starts at 7 o'clock. You don't have to translate the time. Oh, it's everybody's,
that'll be nice.
Everybody's watch will say the same time all the time.
Love it.
It, like, right now, I mean, we haven't converted yet because we, like, the school districts and the workplaces and bus schedules. We don't want to mess anybody up today, especially on election day. But, you know,
and we're waiting for a Trump press conference too. Oh,
that's right. We're expecting a Trump press conference later to kind of explain some of the details. But it's 08:25 now. But really, it's 09:25. Just don't change your behavior
that'll
yet.
That'll be tomorrow.
Yeah, that'll be tomorrow. Probably tomorrow we'll be implementing this. So, you know, stay tuned, pay attention to the details. But I love the idea that everybody's watch, everybody's computer, everybody's TV, everybody everywhere will say one same time all the time.
Make it easier, man.
No, it will be weird because people in some parts of the world will wake up in the afternoon by time, like it'd be 1500 when they wake up, and they'll go to work until, you know, 0300. But we'll adapt. That's no big deal. The military does this already. Anyway, they do Zulu time, right? John Pickens has got traffic on the 05s. No, it's 08:26 right now, but on the 5s.
All right, let's see here. We've got an accident with a roadblock that happened on I-10 westbound as you approach the Scambia Bay Bridge, which has traffic backed up on the westbound side on the bridge. It's a vehicle crash with a roadblock, so just be aware of that. Expect about a 30-45 minute delay as first responders respond to this. I'm just seeing delays there. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
No commercial?
I was like looking at you. You were like, I'm ready to go.
I'm reading texts. I'm answering texts. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's back to me now.
I think it's already started messing with your head already.
Too many things to track this morning, especially trying to get the time right. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, more than 2,700 people are now confirmed dead after the earthquake in Myanmar last Friday. Officials there asking for medical services, shelter, food, and water.
Hundreds have reportedly spent another night sleeping out in the open. And further complicating efforts in Myanmar is the ongoing armed conflict that has been going since the military junta seized power in a 2021 coup.
And that's Laura Westbrook reporting there.
Wait, did she say junta? It's a junta. Military junta.
Estimates are 4,500 people are still are injured and hundreds more are considered missing. NHL superstar Alex Ovechkin is now 5 goals away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's all-time goals record as Washington hits the ice today. They'll be playing the Boston Bruins. And experts, Andrew, say that being bilingual could be beneficial to slowing the degeneration of the brain caused by Alzheimer's. Researchers at Concordia University in Montreal say the area of the brain that's used for memory showed larger structural volumes, cognitive and functional preservation for people with Alzheimer's that speak multiple languages. And the good news, they say, learning another language even late in life could still provide benefits.
Oh, man, that's hard.
Whiz itch, is is, whiz I, is I, tizzy, chizzing, my, miz I, sizzle, tizzu, spizzy, kizarni.
Okay, back to you too. Same to you.
John, would you look up symptoms of a stroke for me?
Yeah, because I'm
the
really
ancient language
it.
Of the carnies.
I think the time thing's already getting to him.
That or all the
well,
wrestling.
Well, it is 08:28.
There you go. Well done.
See, very
well,
good. But we're teaching.
So you were in the military. And
yes.
But you were raised as a civilian, obviously. So you knew AM and PM and regular time that we normally talk about. But you went in the military. Which, by the way, somebody put a note that air traffic, you know, uses the same Zulu time, which makes sense. Because anything where you're dealing with across time zones and all that kind of stuff, it makes sense to do something else. How hard was it to transition to military timekeeping for you?
To military time?
Yeah, just to talking that way, yeah.
No,
I still have to do the math.
They probably beat it in him.
They did. In basic training, you get used to it in about a week.
Yeah, I have to still do the math when somebody says 17:30. I have to subtract 12:15. You know, I have to. Okay, that's 5:30 p.m.
Now,
so that's
The more difficult transition actually was after like a deployment when you're on the ground for a full year or longer, and then you come back stateside and you're trying to go back to normal time.
Oh man, I know that's true not just in time, but all of the forms of communication you learn in the military, and you get accustomed to these abbreviations and these shorthands and all of that stuff, and then nobody else speaks that way outside the service, right? And you're used to talking that way, and all of a sudden nobody speaks your language anymore. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the more difficult transition.
That is. All right. David, thanks so much for the update. Do we know what time that press conference is at, John? Have you seen an announcement?
I haven't yet. I've been checking the news sources, so.
I mean, I would think based on the confusion that this is causing, Trump would maybe want to get out ahead of it a little early, but we'll see. You know, he does what he does.
Yeah. We'll be the first to let you know, though.
I don't know if it'll be at 1200 or at 1700 or at, 1400. 0930. I'm not sure when he's going to actually do the announcement that he's gotten rid of the time zones.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. There are elections today for a state Supreme Court seat in Wisconsin and in Florida to fill House seats vacated by Mike Waltz and Matt Gaetz.
Trump PAC Jimmy Patronis and Democrat Gay Valamont are battling it out for Gaetz' old seat in Florida's 1st congressional district. And Trump-endorsed state Senator Randy Fine and Democrat Josh Weil are competing for Waltz's vacant seat. Now, voters in Wisconsin are also heading to the polls this morning to determine who will get the majority control of their state's Supreme Court.
Fox's Brooks Singman. Layoff notices have started going out to 10,000 Health and Human Services employees.
These layoffs, along with 10,000 job cuts through buyouts and early retirement offers, are intended for HHS to reduce costs. Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. says the department regularly spends $1.7 trillion yearly, but fails to improve Americans' health.
Fox's Eben Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. 0831 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 64 degrees, and it is sunny this morning in Pensacola. 12 Oaks Recovery Center in Navarre wants to expand. Local residents there, though, voicing some safety concerns.
A sheriff went around to our neighborhood last summer and knocked door by door and said there was a felon next door. So you can imagine our alarm that, yes, we have kids in the neighborhood, and then we get notified that there's a sexual predator and a felon that's there.
Now that is Lisa Wallace. She is an area HOA president in that neighborhood. 12 Oaks Recovery CEO Heather Joseph, though, said all of their clients are screened and their center does not accept violent criminals into their programs. The organization wants to expand and create a new therapy complex on their campus. The county plans to revisit some of those issues around the proposed expansion this coming May. Gulf Breeze is getting ready to reopen Wayside Park this year. This is after a lengthy renovation that began in 2017. The project was impacted by construction on Three Mile Bridge and damage from Hurricane Sally.
We're bringing the original amenities back to the public, the boardwalk, the pier, the sitting sunshade areas. On the other side of the park, we're rebuilding. We're going to have a new boat launch.
That's Community Redevelopment Agency Manager Craig Chamberlain. He talked to Channel 3, the project being funded by $2.3 million in bed tax funds and FEMA support. Officials say the project aims to restore the park's historic charm and enhance its resilience with modern features. The anticipated reopening date would be this coming June. Well, one of the astronauts that was stuck in space for 9 months after the Boeing Starliner failure says he doesn't believe that he and his fellow astronaut were forgotten in space.
We were nowhere near any of that at all. So stuck, okay, we didn't get to come home the way we planned. So in one definition, we're stuck. But in the big scheme of things, we weren't stuck.
That's Butch Wilmore. He and Suni Williams spent 9 months on the International Space Station when their Starliner capsule was brought home empty due to helium leak issues. They returned last month on a SpaceX capsule. Senator Rick Scott says he has an idea to protect American citrus. Scott introduced a bill yesterday that bans citrus imports from China. He says the U.S. Citrus Protection Act would protect American jobs, ensure the integrity of domestic agriculture, and reduce our reliance on goods produced by regimes that could pose a threat to the United States. Governor Ron DeSantis is proposing some tax relief for homeowners in the state. He announced yesterday he's proposing a rebate averaging $1,000 for each homesteaded property. The governor said the rebates would cover state-mandated school property taxes and ensure full school district funding while easing the burden on families. And there's new video out of an Escambia SWAT arrest last Friday involving a man accused of running a dog fighting operation. Our news partners at Channel 3 posted that video yesterday, and they talked with the neighbor, one of the neighbors, about the incident.
I peeked out my window, and I saw that animal welfare was at the door. And then it didn't look like anyone was at the house. And they took the dogs, and when I left to go to work, there was the sheriff's outside camping, waiting for anyone to show up.
That happened at Seamarge Lane and Lakewood Road Friday. Escambia deputies arrested 32-year-old Journey Purifoy, and he's been charged with animal cruelty. He's since been released on $15,000 bond. It's 0835. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Thank you very much. We're still dealing with the accident on I-10 westbound just past the Avalon exit, which is causing major, major delays if you're trying to go from Avalon to I-10 into Pensacola on the Escambia Bay Bridge. So just be aware of that. That's a major, major issue right now. Also still dealing with the backups that happened on 98 eastbound due to the earlier wreck. Just east of Navarre Beach Bridge, all the way through Windhaven Beach, and almost all the way to Mary Esther. We've seen delays pack about an extra 30 to 45 minutes, or 030 to 045 minutes into your commute this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. I got to hand it to President Trump. This military time thing really is kind of natural here. Feels good. It's 0836. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
Drier weather returns for your Tuesday this morning. Temperatures starting out in those lower 60s with mostly cloudy skies. Seeing some areas of patchy fog through about 8 a.m. Heading into the afternoon, filtered sunshine will help temperatures to climb into those middle and upper 70s. Tonight, temperatures drop into those upper 60s and lower 70s. And going into tomorrow, more sunshine's on the way with temperatures in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Marion Caldwell with your WEAR First Warning Weather Update.
Thank you, Marion. 64 right now in Pensacola, 62 in Gulf Breeze, 63 in Milton. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. And your money now this morning. Markets are down. The Dow's down 269 points at 41,732. S&P down 24.5 points at 55,87. NASDAQ down 66 points at 17,232. 10-year bond rate down a bit at 4.177% today. Gold prices up 960 at $31.5990. Silver prices up just under a buck at $34.71. Crypto is up across the board. Bitcoin up just about 750 right now at $83,534. Taking a look at a couple of our financial headlines today. Restaurant chain Hooters filing for bankruptcy in order to enable a buyout led by its founder.
The casual chain, known for chicken wings and servers' orange shorts, filed on Monday in Texas, hoping to address an almost $400 million debt. It will sell all company-owned restaurants to a franchise group that's backed by the founders. The company currently directly owns and operates over 150 locations, with another 154 run by franchisees, mostly across the U.S. I'm Michael Kastner.
Thank you very much, Michael. President Trump expecting $5 trillion in U.S. investments after his tariffs take effect, and those go into effect Wednesday. Reciprocal tariffs are set to take effect against Canada, Mexico, China, and the European Union. 0838, our next news at 09, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
You've built up the equity in your home. Now, a home equity line of credit from PinAir Credit Union can help you put it to great use. So build something incredible, like a backyard oasis or new walk-in shower. Invest in something special, like education or your business. Or just replace your roof. Boring, but important. Whatever you need, a home equity line of credit from PinAir is ready and waiting. And since there's no annual fee and no closing costs, a PinAir home equity line is always a perfect fit. Get started at PinAir.org/HELOC. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so this one comes from me just observing people. One of the great sources of frivolous topics for me is just watching how people do things and realizing, oh my God, we do not do this the same at all. For example, maybe you find this fascinating, maybe you won't, but you should watch how other people write, for example, their numbers. And what you will discover is that the other people do not write numbers the way you write them. Guarantee you. And that's not the one for today. We'll talk. Actually, I have one like that for a later day. The one for today comes from watching, who was I watching yet? Maybe it was it John? I was watching somebody text on their phone. And they were holding the phone in the right hand. And they were single finger thumb texting with their right hand. And I thought, good Lord, do you really do that? So, my question is, 437-1620, when you type into the keyboard on your phone, how do you do it? How many fingers, which fingers? That's the question. 437-1620, 437-1620. John, you're not sure?
No, I just had to verify. Because, now you've got me thinking.
Wait, which way do I do it? Now, all of a sudden, it feels awkward because I thought I didn't do it that way.
Right.
What do you got? You're a one-hand thumber?
No, actually, two.
You're
because
two
I have a
you hold
Max,
it with two hands.
So it's
a big
phone.
It's hard to get your So it's hard to reach all the way across for the A, for example, or the S with
exactly.
Your thumb, right? Okay. And so you're a two hands, two thumbs. I'm the same.
I've been watching you.
But that is because I am at heart a touch typer. Like I'm about 80 words per minute. I type fairly fast. And so my brain still thinks like it's the QWERTY keyboard. My brain is just doing it with thumbs. I don't do it with my 10 fingers, but my brain is still thinking that way. And so that's how I do it. My wife is a single index finger. And she holds it with the left hand and then she touches with her right index finger, but it's a single finger. Okay. Meg, what are you?
I'm with your wife.
437-16. By the way, 437-1620. Sorry, go ahead.
It's okay. Left hand, single finger.
Oh, left hand.
I hold the phone in my left hand and a single finger with my right hand.
Oh, okay. The one finger, other hand. Okay,
yes.
Gotcha. Which allows you to create kind of steadiness. You don't have that awkward reaching across, kind of problem.
No,
but it's one
easy.
Finger at a time. Now, do you touch type?
I'm a fast typist. I actually took typing class.
And same here. The most valuable class I ever took.
Me too. I think everyone should have to take that.
Absolutely. I cannot imagine my life without typing.
Yes, exactly.
Honestly. Oh, my God. I really can't. Okay, so when you first, do you remember when you first started?
With texting?
Yeah.
I found it really hard because I'm so used to being a typer.
Okay,
so
yes, exactly.
I couldn't use all my hands. So that's why it was frustrating to me.
You know why I think I two-thumb text? Is because the first time I had a phone where you would really do anything like that. I mean, I know the early phones, you press A three times to get to the C kind of thing, but, you know, on the old flip phones or whatever, it was, I had a slider, a slide-out keyboard. And
the slide-out keyboard
is very big. Mm-hmm. It had physical keys. And so it was natural to hold it. You had to hold it in both hands and to type with your thumbs like you're typing with your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
That
makes sense.
That was a transition for me to always think about the keyboard that way.
Right.
4, 3, 7, and I just don't imagine how you can be fast with one finger compared to two fingers.
Believe it or not.
I know. And I know people who are. That's what's weird to me.
Because now I can't. People say, use your thumbs.
You're slower to do it that way?
Mm-hmm.
4, 3, 7, 16, 20. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. So before we get the text in here, how are you typing this text? Are you doing voice to text? Oh, I guess that's another question. Do you do voice to text?
No.
John?
Yes.
I loved voice to text when I knew how to do it on a phone, and then I got my newer phone, and it was hard to do, or you had to have data on, and so I have lost the use of it. I know my current phone, I should be able to do it, and I haven't. My wife does that also. She does voice to text. And I loved voice to text when I had
it. You just need an iPhone. That will solve a lot of your issues.
Stop trying to sell me your Chinese crap.
The misinterpretations.
Well, then.
The misinterpretations from voice to text are so hilarious, though, because when I get messages from people, I go, oh, that was a voice to text, because that is not what they meant.
Because they know. The number of times the phone autocorrects me into a word that I don't even know that word, let alone that's not the right one. John's got traffic on the fives at 0846.
Thank you. You got it right. I'm proud of you.
I'm trying to get the Trump way down.
That's right. We have a vehicle crash with injuries and roadblocks still on I-10 westbound as you enter the Escambia Bay Bridge, and we're seeing backups all the way past Avalon. Also, 98 just east of Navarre Beach Bridge, we're seeing traffic backed up due to earlier accident eastbound going almost to Mary Esther. So from the Navarre Beach Bridge eastbound through Windhaven Beach almost to Mary Esther, we're seeing backups there. That's an extra 30, 35 minutes. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. So back to the texts about how you text. And if you've texted, you probably had a chance to think about it. So let's see, 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Somebody says index finger or stylus. Ooh, stylus.
Oh, gosh. I had one with the BlackBerry.
Okay, yeah. I actually, this is just on a side note, I really liked the BlackBerry because I love the physical keys. I can't tell you how many times I get the touchscreen wrong. I never made mistakes like that when it was a physical key. And there was something satisfying about the haptic response where you can feel the key move, which, of course, I've got that enabled on my phone now. Mm-hmm. You know, some people don't like that. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Anyway, so index or stylus. Interesting. I'm 75 and I use my right thumb to text. Okay. All right. Cool. I wonder if that's our Steve.
Could be.
I mean, I don't know. Could be. Tell me, our Steve Taylor is 75, so, I think that might be him. That's cool. Could be somebody else with the same name. It's a common enough name, I've heard. By the way, some of us, let's see, where is this? I lost both thumbs in a freak vacuum cleaner accident in 73. Now I text with my nose and sometimes my left elbow.
Voice to text, maybe?
So, if serious, interesting. If joke, also interesting. I mean, either way, freak vacuum cleaner. Somebody says, my good friend Deborah Dumlab says she's with my wife. A lot of people like to be with my wife. She is a good person to be on the side of. But my fingers are fatter, so she's probably faster. I doubt that sincerely. I hold the phone in my left hand while using the right index finger like Andrew's wife. She's a leader. Hold the phone in the left index, use the index finger of the right hand like Andrew's wife and Bedazzler Meg. I love that. Somebody says, I prefer swipe text, so one finger, usually the thumb. Oh, I don't like the swipe text. I'm sure it's great, but I've never really gotten into it. John, are you into that where you swipe through the letters and it gives you words? It's like shorthand sort of, right?
No.
I've never thought that. Let's see. Somebody says try swiping. Okay. Somebody says bring back T9 swiping. Is that the?
Well, do you remember back in the day with the flip phone, you had to text something like if you wanted to
press
text
the
a letter
five,
C, you would have five, to go one, then, yep. two, three on the
oh,
number
yeah.
ones. Yeah.
Yeah. Terrible system. And then if you had to do capitals, all of that stuff.
Yeah. That was a whole.
You look like you're going to say something, Meg.
No. I'm just listening.
You've got the most eager to speak on the microphone face ever. You've gotten right up, right close to, you know, lick it with the tip of your tongue distance. And I'm just, like, okay, I don't, you know, I don't want to.
Sometimes I'm just fascinated by the repartee between the two of you.
Oh.
So I just watch eagerly to
Thanks.
See what's next.
Somebody says, I don't type. I use voice to text. Exception be correct. The autocorrect. Funny. To which I hold the phone with my right hand and use my right thumb. I do both thumbs or a single thumb. I've heard younger generation will stereotype the older generation by watching their texting habits. It's the index finger. It's predominantly the older generation. I do both thumbs. Let's see. I still don't know how I started this. Right hand thumb and left hand index finger while bracing with both hands. Meg is doing the visual of the claw finger and the claw thumb. Yeah, I don't know how you started that either. That is a weird one. But says I type 90 words per minute on a keyboard. So,
okay.
You know, okay.
Whatever works.
Fair enough. Somebody else says I absolutely love my voice to text as well. It's interesting. I was curious where people are. I hold my hand with my left hand and primarily use my right index. But I just realized I use my left thumb to hit the letters that the left hand would type on the keyboard. I am so weird. You know what this does? Can I digress to a really, like,
oh,
just
boy.
Be nerdy intellectual for just a second?
Something new and different?
Yeah. every day.
Right.
So there's a branch of philosophy called phenomenology. And phenomenology is the study of phenomena, events, things, okay? And one of the sort of elements of phenomenology is your awareness of your own body. Cognitive scientists, neuroscientists would call this proprioception. That's your awareness that your right hand is in front of you, to the side, or to the back of you. Even with your eyes closed, you know where your body is, you know, proprioception. What's funny about this is in phenomenology, you also have this idea of foregrounding and backgrounding like computer processes. Backgrounding means it's running, you're not paying attention to it. Foregrounding means it's in front of you, you're seeing it on the screen. So sometimes what we do in the frivolous topic is I take something you never think about, we talk about it, and it becomes aware to you, and so it seems weird to you, and you're aware of it for the next couple of days. So that's foregrounding that activity to you. You're like thinking, oh my God, what do I do with these hand mists? You know, like, that's so weird. I don't know how to use them anymore, even though you do it all the time without thinking about it. That's it. I don't know where to go with it. I'm just explaining to you what philosophers would say about the process you experience of suddenly it's weird to me what I'm doing with my hands when I'm typing on the phone. So it seems like that was much less interesting than I anticipated that it would be. So let's just go to commercial.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
The Sanger Theater opened her doors on April 2, 1925. For 100 years, she's been the heart of Pensacola entertainment with vaudeville, movies, Broadway, and music. This month, Friends of the Sanger and the City of Pensacola are saying happy birthday to the Sanger, and we invite you to help us celebrate. Learn more about these events at PensacolaSanger.com/100. And happy birthday, Sanger.
Bands on the Beach is back. Grab a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music each and every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. This week, it's Pensacola Beach favorite Christy D and Bad Juju. So grab a blanket or a lawn chair, but don't bring any pets or glass, and get to Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions.
Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Kick-A-Kick-Ken! Kick-A-Coming to Kick-A-Kick-Kill me! Are you going to Kick-A-Kick-Catch me, Kick-A-Kick-Ken?
Hey, John. What? Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Is it your birthday today?
Yes.
Oh, happy birthday.
Absolutely. It's his
birthday.
Oh, yeah. All right. So John is checking in at a tidy 39 today. So congratulations,
yay,
John.
Thank you.
John.
I love it.
What do you got, 51?
Yep.
51. All right. You'll be an adult soon.
I know.
0855 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. John Pickens, birthday boy's got traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still dealing with the accident on I-10 westbound that's over the Escambia Bay Bridge. Traffic is backed up way past Avalon, so just be aware of that. That's the crash with roadblock. Also, 98 eastbound, east of the Navarre Beach Bridge, we've got an accident there that caused a major backup all the way through Mary Esther. So just be aware of that. That's an extra 25, 30 minutes to your commute. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. The big story of the day, obviously, is the Trump executive. Did you see a press conference time? Did he do noon? You do 1,200?
You know, I was wanting to verify that first with David.
Okay. So President Trump issued this executive order early this morning, solving daylight saving time by overshooting. Like, we're not going to do daylight saving time anymore because we're not going to do time zones anymore. He actually has eliminated Eastern, Central, Mountain, Pacific, whatever Alaska and Hawaii are, I always forget. It's just American Standard Time. I do kind of love that. Like, we're going to go to military time, so it's going to be, you know, like, current Eastern is going to be the standard. It's going to be 0730. It's going to be, you know, 1930, whatever. Everywhere in the country is going to be the same time. Like, China already does. They did it for unity and efficiency. We're doing it for unity and efficiency.
There you go.
And his goal is to get the whole planet to do American Standard Time, and then we can all be united as a planet with one time. Space time will be one time. And it what I like is the idea that if the basketball game or, like, the Olympics, okay? So the 100-meter dash is going to be when? It's going to be at 0130 on Wednesday. And we will all know what that is.
We will.
We won't have any more of this nonsense of each time zone celebrating the new year anymore. It'll all be the same.
We'll true. All do it.
Yeah.
We can all do it at once.
It's not like we're in a different, you know,
world.
Day part, because the planet in relation to the sun is the same. You know, some celebrations will be in the middle of the day. I mean, we'll have, like, it'll be the new year at high noon in some places, and it'll be in the, you know, midnight at some place. I mean, it'll be different, but it'll everybody be the same. Everybody's clock will be the same. And I love this for travel, for phone calls, for international business. They already do it in the military. They already do it in, like, airline travel and everything. So, now, Meg, you're a fan. You're not a fan. I know Trump drives you crazy, but you just, you know, not a fan.
Do you really want to know my opinion of this?
No. I know it takes a little adjusting, and it's not quite in place yet. Like, he said do it now, but, I mean, we're not school, and the schools aren't doing it yet, and the post office isn't doing it yet, and businesses aren't doing it yet. But maybe by tomorrow or Friday, you know.
We'll get more clarification Thursday. By tomorrow.
Yeah, I think he should have implemented a little bit slower,
yeah.
You know, with a little warning. Like, maybe what he should have said was, hey, coming up tomorrow on April 1st, we're going to get rid of the time zones and go to American Standard Time.
Did you say April 1st?
I did say that today is
April 1st?
Yeah, weird.
And we know what that day is, don't That's we, right. Andrew?
You know what made this work today? Oh, God, I got hundreds of texts, 80 texts, I think, and like 200 reactions and engagements on the Facebook page. What made it work is that you never know what Trump might do.
Right.
You never know. You just... You
don't.
Could be. And to be totally transparent, I actually like this idea. I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. I like the idea. I wish we would do it.
But you need to say it right now. April Fools.
It's April Fools. That's right. April Fools. Yeah. Oh, I love the people who texted in and said, do you think Trump is playing an April Fools joke? Like, he's playing a joke and we didn't know it, and so we're reporting the joke that he made. Like, give a brother some credit. I mean, I actually wrote the thing, you know?
I fell for it hook, line, and sinker. Fell for it.
Oh, I love it. I hope you had a laugh. I hope you enjoyed yourself. Be careful out there.
Dependable traffic on the fives. Weekdays.